Damn, I can't. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say her.
Why?
It's too sensitive.
Yeah.
Too sensitive.
Yeah.
What you mean? Nah, I gotta know.
If he know what I'm talking about. Right.
I know, but look.
I thought we was here.
I'm just reading the context clues, and they saying like, nah, yo, like, no,
because I think I know what you're about to say, and I'm going to say.
Because see, it's different. I can look. I can just let off my names like a clip. Because most of these women on my list are people who I'm probably not going to be in the vicinity of anytime soon, unless of a stroke of luck. However, this nigga might go to work tomorrow and be right next to anybody in the industry. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little trickier for him. It's a little trickier.
I think.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Higher learning.
Finding, where do you find your captions from when you post your pictures? What's your caption inspiration?
I don't know. This Georgia Pie might inspire you to do some shit.
I know off Bucks. Motherfucking since high school, nigga, Drake has been my caption, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like that. I don't know if it's like in a deliberate thing.
Boom, that's your caption.
I feel like in today,
29 years, I gave that to the game.
If you knew where I was from,
For people that's trying, we trying to figure, help Jay figure out a caption he for a picture he about to post.
You want to know what's crazy though? Like back in the day when it came to music, all right, the magazine, I guess, would pull the quotables or whatever. They would tell you what the quotables was. God, and then we would look at that shit and be like, all right, if that matched one of our quotables, then we'd be like, all right, we'd take it as what it was. But nowadays, if you have a bar that becomes the IG caption, shouldn't that count like higher in like the lyricism conversation?
If your bar
turns into a caption where someone uses it to express like an image that they took of some life shit or whatever they was doing themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what the bar was, do we consider it more lyrical because it's been, like, you know them certain bars that, like, you've seen in everybody's caption, like an overused one. I'm not talking about, like, when a nigga cleverly pulls a bar out of a song. I'm talking, like, a record comes out tomorrow, and literally while you're listening to it, you know three bars immediately that are going to be IG captions tomorrow.
Right. Does that give him more credibility?
I don't know because I'm just saying that you know how I'm always just thinking like outside of the box shit of how we look at shit based on what we've been taught and how shit is changing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm just saying like in today's day and age, would Instagram quotable bars, should they be weighted heavier than I think we do?
No. Because sometimes niggas be quoting the stupid shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think people relate to what they relate to.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Like just cause you got a quotable or captionable bar don't give you the credibility of, oh, now you think you correct. You feel me?
I feel you.
Cause niggas done quoted Chief Keef and all that, you feel me? Bang bang.
Right, but okay, right. So that's one thing. But what if what I'm saying is, I'm trying to try and put this.
If you have a bar that is clearly.
It is clearly everyone is quoting that.
Everyone is quoting, you feel me? And it's not something that's.
But it's like, not something that's lyrical.
You know what I mean? Then, no. You know why? Because even in that, there's still the. That, like, hype element to it, to where, like. Just like. When the Mo Bamba song comes on,
Okay, yeah. You feel yeah, me? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think everybody knows the lyrics to that song. I think you can get a college arena, a full college arena, packed out college arena to sing that song from the depths of their soul. You know what I'm saying? Is it the greatest lyrics of all time? No, but you're going to sing the whole, like, his whole verse.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I don't, it's social media, you know what I mean? People cling on to what they cling on to.
Talking to the mic, sir.
With social media, people cling on to what they cling on to, you know? And I think that's what the beauty of social media is. It's kind of like it's given the internet a democracy. Is that what I'm...
I know where you're going with it.
So not like sure, everybody just because I say this is hot, like if I put it out and I say this is the single, you know what I'm saying? These days, people are listening.
One to more what cough, they listen that's down Rona. You got a certain amount of coughs before them coughs is the Rona.
Nah, man. The coughs don't turn into
you got
the Rona.
A three cough no. limit. You got a three.
No, listen, smoking, if you smoke around you smoking, me, you know I'm a cougher. So it is what it is.
You got a three cough limit.
Whatever.
If you're smoking weed, man, and you cough while you're hitting the blunt, I do not consider you
a Rona
candidate. But if it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's been like an hour since we smoked, and your cough is just ignited. I just started you up.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, you got to talk about this.
Guys, I'm going
to tell you. But I heard at that point, you are like 50% fibrosis anyway, so like.
Right.
Jay has not shaken my hand since I've been
like, can't do it.
Yeah. All right, so what y'all think of this Georgia pie we smoking right now?
Hold on.
I would have a way better like feel for it if it wasn't wrapped in this fucking. I am a raw paper smoker, people.
Right.
I feel like raw
all
papers
of a sudden
allow you
all of
they
this
do
the weed.
They do. I ain't gonna front. I should have did it in that because yesterday.
No, actually taste the weed more than the chocolate.
No, when I tasted the Mandarin cookies yesterday in that raw cone that you were trying to get Sean not to roll, and I took it and stuffed it.
Why you had to mention that part?
Because that thing tasted so delicious. Like, it was uncomparable of how good the weed tasted coming out of that raw cone with the tip in it than it did coming out of anything else that we smoked it out of.
What?
It was no comparison.
The raw cone with the tip in it?
Yeah. Yep, the tip in
it
the raw cone.
It tasted better?
It tasted better than anything else we smoked
with
it out
of. With the raw tip in the... Oh, man.
No, I don't know, were they trying to get you in a pause moment? Or
yeah. He tried, but I was valiant. I was valiant in my defense.
Whatever the fuck
that means. You know what I'm saying? I was valiant. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm valuable, too.
I said valiant. Like, valiant.
Like, do you feel alienated? No. I'm going to hurt this. Damn.
This shit clocked in at 27.39% THC.
Gotta be sativa dominant.
The trichomes, yeah, they definitely present themselves as amber
it
hairs.
Just woke me up for real.
Sticky resins, very strong musky peach smell with hints of sugar. It definitely has like a good I hate saying the creamy finish, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate saying it.
With the trichomes.
But it's the easiest way to describe the where it's like, when you inhale it, you're definitely getting some fruit and sugar and baked goods.
It got a real homey taste.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
your mother grew this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this
is crazy.
It's not your mother's kitchen.
You know how you walk, you know how you walk in the house on a cold day and the house already warm?
Right.
That's what it feel like.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know if you could describe weed like that, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, this Georgia pie was definitely on my original list. The berry pie was on there. And then this Georgia pie had came out when they dropped that 4-pack. I think that's when the sweet tea and the grenadine were in that pack too that are still unavailable now. So was unfortunately not able to get those, but the Georgia pie that wasn't available before happened to be available now, so we got that. So you already know.
'Cause I got high, Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
Call me Scotty because Pippin ain't easy. Because I got the Pippin jersey on, though. No, my girl gonna hate that.
I do like that. I do. I never heard that one. Did you just search that up?
No, I didn't search it. I just,
you thought about
bar,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, check you out. I like that. Call me who?
Scotty.
Scotty.
Because Pippin. Scotty Pippin.
Yeah, because Pippin ain't easy.
Yeah. Call me Scotty.
You trying to make my bar better? You trying to think how you can?
But why? I'm trying to dissect it. Yeah. Why would I call you Scotty if you got the Scotty?
Well, first, why you have to say Scotty like that? You said Scotty like you were already trying to patronize it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Maybe because you can call him Scott if you want to, I think.
But that's his name. Scotty. Scotty Pippin. Yeah.
Go with that.
My name, you made me forget.
Call me Scotty because Pippin ain't easy.
When you said it, I didn't like it anyway.
I think I said it the way I said it.
Yeah, that's if you could build.
He looked at, first he laughed at his own shit.
Alright.
Yeah, I don't like it anymore.
If you could build like an NBA player out of the current league right now, you could take one attribute from three different players.
Attribute.
Yeah, okay. I did say it wrong at first. Okay. You know I did. You could take one attribute from three different players and you put them shits together and that's your player. Who are you pulling from and in what position is he playing?
He's playing whatever position LeBron plays because the base of the player would be LeBron.
All right, would define base of the player. Like, what attribute are you taking from
body
LeBron?
And IQ. All
right, body and IQ.
LeBron, give me Steph Curry shooting.
Well, wait a minute. Is body and IQ two attributes or one?
No.
It sounds like it's two.
No.
It sounds like it's two. Body, IQ. That sounds like two different things.
No.
I think you can only choose one. I didn't really think that part all the way through, but I think you should only be able to choose one. So body or IQ from LeBron James?
Give me LeBron's IQ.
Okay.
Jesus. Steph Curry shooting. I hate him, but he's the best shooter.
All right.
And give me Kawhi defense.
All right.
Yeah.
So what position?
Shooting guard.
Okay. I didn't really think this all the way through because now it's like, okay, shooting guard, I have an idea. But because you didn't choose anybody's body as your attribute, I don't know how big your player is. So I guess I have to restructure the rules for you. You can pick one, whoever body type you pick, you cannot pick another attribute from them. So if you go with LeBron's, how else am I going to make this fair for you to be to build your player
that's
right?
That's absolutely fair.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair, yo. Yeah.
You want to be a fucking defensive end or you not?
All right. Well, give me Giannis's body.
Okay, fair
with
play.
LeBron's IQ, okay. Steph Curry's shot, and Kawhi defense.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Unstoppable. At the shooting guard spot.
Well, then give me Taco Fall's body. With LeBron's IQ. Steph Curry's shot. Kawhi Leonard's defense. And Kyrie Harris' body.
No, that's too many. That's too many.
Oh, alright.
That's too many.
Yeah, we had.
So you want to be 3 inches taller than me? That's it.
That's all I need. Yeah. That's all I need. It'll back you down.
That's some bullshit. What you gonna say? Give me Kevin Durant body.
Oh no, I'm gonna go with give me LeBron James body.
Okay. I'm being
give me Kobe Bryant's.
I thought it had to be current. You said current players.
You're right. I did.
Oh, I was about to all say, right. Goddamn, I would have built motherfucking
LeBron James body. Kawhi's defense.
Okay.
I would want
Steph Curry shot. Go ahead.
Luka Doncic's passing ability.
Who?
Luka Doncic's passing ability.
I don't think he's playing the league.
And Luka Doncic?
Luka Doncic?
All right. You know who I meant.
Oh, okay.
And Steph shot.
So everything the same besides Steph. I mean, besides Luka.
Nah, my player is completely different than yours.
No.
Yeah.
You said with Kawhi defense.
Yeah.
Steph shot.
Uh-huh.
Luka's what?
Passing ability.
Passing ability.
Uh-huh.
And LeBron's body.
Uh-huh.
It's the same player.
Is it?
Yeah, technically. You just shorter.
I think I have a better LeBron. I have a LeBron with a very, very LeBron. Reliable outside shot and a two-way defensive nightmare.
All right. If that's the case, then I have a better Giannis.
Okay.
With better defense and a better shot. With LeBron's IQ. So that's going to give me the passing ability and all that other shit. All
right. All right, we getting ready to roll up and catch a vibe to this summer love from Black Party. What's the worst, like, burn bag you ever got? Like, the worst, like, you went to go, thought you were buying some loud, and turned out to be some trash. Duh. Like, what's the most...
That shit just happened to me, man. Hit this nigga out, dog. I'm like, son, I need that shit with the smell. I need some pack, da-da-da. You feel me? Like, yeah, I got that. Sack out. You feel me? Like, I'm like, all right. You feel me? I'm like, yeah, let me get a half for 100. Give me the half. I'm like, all right, drive off, open that shit. I don't smell a damn thing, dog. A damn thing. Oh, yeah, man. Then I hit the nigga up like, hey, yo, what's up with this? Da, da, da. He like, yeah, I know, but it smoked good.
Did it smoke good?
It smoked all right.
All right, so is that really a burn bag?
Yeah, because it wasn't what I expected.
It wasn't what you expected.
And it's not what you advertised.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
He hit you with the switcheroo. Like, yeah. He let you smell this one weed, like, ooh, smell that shit.
No, he sent me a video.
Oh, he sent you a, man.
The fresh pack in the sack and all.
Oh, man, you feel that me? Might have been his man's video that he sent him. You know what I'm saying?
Know. Yeah. That's some bullshit. But yeah, I ain't going back there no more.
Shit. Look, I found
but
out.
But then, right?
Yeah.
But then, nigga, a day later, nigga right around the corner from me had the sack. Had the Pacquiao. You hear what I'm saying? So I'm like, nigga, I don't got to go to shore. A shorter distance, and he got the real shit.
All right. So I found out that niggas is selling CBD in the streets.
That might have been what it was, yo.
I never thought that it would come to that. You know what I'm saying? But I know that I bought some of it because I just didn't realize that I did. You know what I'm saying? But listen,
what
like,
does CBD smell like?
So here's the thing: it depends on where it comes from because, as we've been explaining to people, the terpenes is what gives off the sweet smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the THC that you smell, it's the terpenes. So there is CBD flower out there or a flower out there that doesn't have any THC in it. It's not going to get you high, but it looks great and it smells good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was in this jar that I bought from this dude. Now, mind you, around my way, I go to this little open area drug market, if you call it, you know what I'm saying, and get my weed. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know who, you know what I'm saying? We don't do that know each other shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just right. Like, you know that's where it's at. Niggas got it. You get it, and you right. Keep it moving, right? Well, my peoples isn't out there. This one dude had something that smelled awesome, looked great, got that shit. Went, rolled that shit up, hit it a couple times. Smelling it, smells right. Smells like some fire. It smells like that I should be high by now at the point of the blunt that I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm not. And I smoked a whole blunt and just did not get high. Confused as a motherfucker. Because it didn't taste like dirt. It didn't look like dirt, yo. You know what I'm saying? I smoked two blunts of this shit, yo, and didn't get high. And then I realized that shit had to be CBD or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
There's no way that shit looked the way it did and smelled the way it did and didn't get me high. Unless there was, no THC in the motherfucking shit.
That's crazy. So if a nigga get caught with 2 ounces of CBD.
I'm pretty sure he still, well, it depends on where he lives at. I mean, in Maryland, nothing's really going to happen to him. I mean, nope. It depends. It depends on who the police are. They might arrest you for it, but the state's attorney's not going to prosecute any fucking marijuana charges. You know what I'm saying? So it really wouldn't matter. But back in the day when it was illegal, yeah, you would go straight to jail and catch the same exact charge you would have caught if you had 2 ounces of regular weed on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fake drugs carry the same time as real drugs.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's crazy.
All right. So let's pick some fives.
Ben.
Notice.
wrong button.
Wrong got fives. Oh, yeah.
I got fives.
Where's your fives? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's your fives? I got five.
All right, so
put five on.
Somebody put five on the greatest NFL quarterbacks of all time. All
right, this is easy. Oh, fuck. Go ahead and get yours out of the way.
No, I'd rather wait. You can go ahead. I was making sure.
As Menace would say, you are about to go on a tangent.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, Menace, you go first. I'm not going first.
Okay. John Elway.
No, okay.
Brett Favre.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Okay.
Michael Vick.
Okay.
And
there's only one. Peyton. You want me to help you out?
No.
Peyton Manning.
No, we're going to, okay, you know what? We're going to go with
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
We're going to go with Peyton Manning.
All right.
It's not because you coached me into it. You know what I'm just saying? I had to evaluate and make sure that I was there.
That's the GOAT. All right.
So I got Peyton, Tom, Michael Vick. I had Brett Favre and I had John Elway. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go Peyton, Tom, Dan Marino, Michael Vick, and why is the fifth one always the hardest one?
I know, because it's like,
wait a minute, say it again.
Peyton, Tom, Michael, Dan, as in Dan Marino, and John Elway.
Oh my gosh, you guys are crazy. All right, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go.
You can't.
We're gonna go Tom.
He has to play more than 5 years.
Tom, Peyton, Joe Montana. All right. Tom, Peyton, Joe Montana. He doesn't have to play more than 5 years.
Yes, he does. He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to play more than 5 years. You know, and
he's about to go.
Tom Peyton, Joe Montana. You have
Jackson Lamar.
No, can I get my list out, bro?
No, because you're trying to say him last, so you could give him a whole speech before the introduction.
No, I'm not. All
right.
I'm not. It has nothing to do
I guarantee you his fifth boy. Pick is going to start with. No. Now this last pick. This guy has just been on a.
It's not, bro. Right, you ahead. Don't know what you're all talking right. about.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do it for my fourth pick. And this next pick. Is somebody that will potentially climb up. further in the race, but he's only four right now because of just what he's been able to do and how he's been able to overshadow somebody that you two have in common in Michael Vick. So, therefore, I'm going to put Lamar Jackson at number four.
Okay.
Greatest quarterbacks of all time. He is more than a fucking trailblazer.
I think you need a ring.
I'm going to give one quicker to Peyton. my fifth quarterback, I'm going to have to put Drew Brees in there.
Okay, that is a solid pick right there.
Oh, shit. I just got a motherfucking text.
What?
They said they just turned motherfucking Lamar Jackson into a wide receiver.
First of all, I thought it might be some Corona shit.
Right, right, right. Yeah, so did I. So did I. I looked at you all nervous and shit.
Second of all, that will never happen. This man just had the most incredible MVP season. If you go to his highlights from 2019, it's 20 minutes worth of highlights.
So?
That's a whole sitcom.
So?
Because the sitcom is really only 23 minutes, 24 minutes, and then all the rest of the commercials, right?
So?
Anyway, that's my top five quarterbacks of all time. All
right, we getting ready to roll up and catch a vibe to this Blue Lights by Georgia Smith. All right, so let's get into some higher learning education. We're going to talk about cloning. The benefits of cloning is simply exactly how it sounds. You get the exact duplicate of a plant with the same genetics and have a faster growing process compared to seeds. So once you cross your parent strain together and you finally get that plant that you're looking for, rather than start from scratch, start from seeds again to grow another one of those plants because you found what you wanted, now you want to create a clone. You want to take clones from mother plants that are in good health. And this way that you can continue to grow the same exact type of weed. So the process is simple. A clone is simply a stem or a cutting from a mature weed plant that has been in the vegetable phase for at least about 2 months. When cutting the clone, it's best to take it at a 4 to 5 inch height so you can start topping your plants when they are shorter. Once you've taken your cut and dipped it into growth hormone, then take your cutting and place it into like a medium like rock wool or like rapid rooters or like, you know, anything of these things you can get from any home and garden store. You can get it from Walmart, you know what I'm saying, any place like that. And I mean, now it's basically like the idea is back in the day when you were in kindergarten or first grade, if you can remember that far back, as much weed as you smoke, you had to do germination of like little bean plants. And the teacher would have you take the little bean and you would put it on like a paper towel that had water on it or something. And then eventually the bean would fucking sprout. And then you take the sprout and then you put the shit into the plant. This is essentially the same thing, except for instead of taking a seed or a bean every time, you're already taking a plant that's already started growing. You're basically cloning it genetically. Yeah, so that's all for that. And let's get into the shits. Okay, so we're about to spark up some of this cake mix, which is our second strain of the day, and then talk about mixing up the cake. On IG, there is etiquette. Everyone has different moves that they do for different reasons. Who knows what the motivations are? It's just always interesting to find out how some people do things differently than others. The one question that I have is, have you ever gone to like an old pic to comment on it to try to keep other niggas who be like twatching your page or whatever?
I thought I was the only nigga that did.
You know what I'm saying? Like you're trying, like basically, shit, you know, niggas is watching your page and niggas is trying to jock everything, whatever that you trying to do. So instead of commenting on like the most recent pic on like the IG joint that you might be talking to in the DM, have you ever gone to like an old pic to comment on theirs? Because niggas are not really looking at that. You know what I'm saying?
I used to do it because I ain't want to seem like a creep to all the other bitches that might see my comment. You feel me? But, yeah, I definitely did. I used to do it on MySpace a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right.
It. Yeah, I think everybody's done that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just
one of the slips. And it's crazy because, like, I think everybody's motivation be different, but I think it's less, like, all right, so women mostly would think, would assume that you're trying to hide something from women in general. But I've had most niggas tell me that it's just to keep nosy niggas from, you know what I'm saying, going and trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
you
catch less about you, niggas. Mine is definitely for
women. Well, yeah, the way your shit be set up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what's one misconception that women think that we have about them? Like something that they think that we think about them, but that they're totally wrong about, in your opinion.
My opinion, I think women think all niggas care about is sex.
Yeah. I think you said I think that could be mine too.
I think number one.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's the number one misconception.
Or I got another one. Or men cheat because we don't love you. That's true. See, ladies, men don't only care about sex. We are just very sexual creatures. We are sexual first, maybe, and emotional
this is
second.
Fucking delicious.
What is this?
This is the cake mix.
This is the motherfucking cake mix. We are sexual first, emotional second. You are emotional first and sexual second. There's nothing wrong with that. We're supposed to be yin and yang. That's what balances everything out, right? So when a man is sexual with you, that don't mean all we care about is sex. That just means we like you enough to have sex. You get what I'm saying? It don't mean we don't want to take you out on a date, or we don't love you, or we don't want to get married. You get what I'm saying? It's just that right now, our dick is hard, and we need some pussy. We can talk about everything else later, God damn it. Just give me some pussy. And I guarantee you, if you give up the pussy, then he would talk about anything you want to talk about after that, if he don't go to sleep. You get what I'm saying?
All right, we get ready to roll up and catch a vibe to this You Know What's Up by Kehlani.
I mean, all men cheat because they don't love the girl. That's another thing, because, again, we are not emotional first. We are sexual first. So when we get in a situation, we're not thinking, I don't love my girl, let me sleep with this bitch. We are thinking, my dick is hard, let me get in some pussy. Right? Right? Then after we get the pussy, we be like, oh, shit. You feel me? I love my girl. I feel bad.
Right. I follow your philosophy.
So now, you feel me? Go home with your girl. You still love your girl. It's just this, you just got some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I still love you, babe. I just got some pussy. That's all that is. So, women, chill out. I'm not saying it's okay to cheat. I'm just saying, don't feel unloved. Because I still love you.
All right. Well, I love this fucking cake mix.
I ain't even hit it yet.
This shit is 27% THC. It is super bright green. It was a very, very lightweight bud. It wasn't stringy, but it was super lightweight.
This tastes like I don't know. I can't. Some type of
dessert. Snack. Yeah, that shit tastes like a snack.
Like
yeah,
a donut or something.
Like yeah, like a fucking snack. Yeah. It was like, it looked like it was dripped in crystals, you know what I'm saying? Like almost snow-like sprinkles, like with the crystals all over the trichomes. And then there was like bright orange hairs, smelled really light and sweet, more fruity and light, less of the earthy, like kind of musky smell. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like the opposite of the Georgia pie, but they both were equally as strong and they're hitting me equally as good, you know what I'm saying? They had similar bud structures to each other, but they you could tell that they were completely on the opposite sides of the spectrum. But these were definitely two weeds that went well together, right, despite the fact that Georgia kind of hit me and had me in slow-mo for a second, and it's like that cake mix just brought me back real quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I give both of these 8.5, 9.
Yeah. I think what I'm learning about Cookies is that a lot of their signature strains does carry a similarity of a high quality. I mean, there's a good quality high, but there's that high quality taste that goes right. along.
And I was about to say that's why, because it's a distinct taste. You can taste with both of them.
You can tell their breeders do a great job of how they cross their strains together and bring out the best qualities out of each other. I've had some hybrids before that were very strong. They just didn't taste as good. You see what I'm saying? Because they really probably were just bred for strength. Right. They weren't bred for finesse and strength.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Like my nigga LeBron.
You always got to figure out a way to put LeBron in something.
I
mean,
when I hear the comparison.
Oh, God.
I just got to say something.
Who was your favorite TV sitcom crush growing up?
Oh, growing up.
Y'all not ready.
Go ahead, say yours, sir.
Y'all remember Parenthood?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the
daughter. Yeah.
I like
that, too.
Yep.
I did like her.
Yep.
Go ahead, what's yours?
Y'all still not ready.
Oh, you got another one? Okay, what's yours?
Go ahead.
You know, I can't, I got to hear yours.
Remember In the House?
Mm-hmm.
God rest her crackhead, so.
Yeah.
She ain't even dead.
I know, but you know, I know what you mean.
I just seen her.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Looked up on YouTube.
I loved her too. I told myself she was one of those people that I told myself if I ever meet her one day,
right?
Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it right.
Right.
I ain't gonna front. I always had a thing for fucking Hillary.
Hillary.
Yeah. I always had a thing for Hillary. I always had a thing for Denise too, though.
Denise.
And I think
from
that
what show?
I,
you guys say this
from Cosby Show.
From Cosby Show.
But I think here's the thing, right? And it's crazy because you know it's like I don't want to call it like an Oedipus complex, but you know what that is, right? Like how they say like some weird
you
Greek.
You went your mom.
Right.
They say you got an Oedipus complex.
Right.
Be your
Yeah. All right. So Denise,
that was a real person.
I was in love with her when I was. Alicia Bonet, loving her when I was a child, and she was an adult, right? Uh-huh. Now I am in love with Zoe Kravitz.
Wow,
you understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And it's like because I feel as though that I'm attracted to Zoe Kravitz because as a child I was attracted to Lisa Bonet.
Right.
I feel as though that there's a direct connection to that.
Yeah.
Like me seeing Lisa Bonet, and like she didn't have the same type of hair as all the other girls. She didn't dress the same way as all the other girls, but she was still pretty and had like this little vibe, and it was just cool. And I was into that.
Right. She looked good as shit. All right. Mine's would be definitely Fancy from Jamie Foxx Show.
Oh, yeah. What happened to her?
I don't know.
She
did porn or something like that.
I don't think so. Let's not misquote ourselves.
I seen it.
But I think she posed back in the day when
for
like
some nudes.
Oh, she did. I seen those nudes. Yeah. I seen them nudes. Yeah.
Yeah, something like
for
that.
For like some magazine. Or
yeah.
Shit.
I definitely seen them nudes. Yeah.
Definitely Fancy. And what's the other one I was about to say? Shit, I just had it in my head. Fuck. I had all this time to think, and I still can't think of shit. Fuck, I had one, though. Oh, man. I can't think of it. It's going to come back to me.
All right. So, if you was going to a major, you're going to a major award show right now, right?
Hold up, y'all still not ready.
Oh, all right.
All the bitches on Girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
What was I about to say?
That's how I feel
starting
about...
Starting with Tracy.
Yes. Tracy.
That was a wild time.
She was fat as shit.
Shout out to the UPN station. Remember the UPN? UPN used to line it up for
niggas. Yeah, they used to line it up for niggas.
WB used to line it up for niggas, too. Oh, how could I forget Pam?
Oh, yeah. Shit out of Pam. Yo, Pam always used to never get the prop she deserved because Gina was there.
She got my props. So,
who was I about to say though?
Because as a kid, with the forehead jokes and shit with Gina, like that shit turned me on. And I could see it, like, yeah, you got big ass head.
I know like who I was about.
Pam had the fatty though.
And Pam was fat. I know every nigga used to drool over this bitch. I don't remember what I was about to say.
Who?
Motherfucking Stacey Dash, dog.
Oh, yeah.
From I used to watch Clueless just because of her.
Yeah, there's niggas like me who right now, out loud, other than now, wouldn't say that I still like Stacey Dash.
I do, too.
Yeah, we ain't really supposed to say that, though. Stacey Dash has been excommunicated. Trying to date Stacey Dash is worse than actually trying to date a white girl.
She in the same category.
Black women will treat you worse for dating Stacey Dash than dating a white girl.
So she in the same category as Azealia Banks, then.
Oh, damn. Let's not do Azealia like that, yo. You know what I'm saying? I like Azealia.
Stupid ass girl.
I ain't gonna lie. Azealia sometimes... Oh, never mind. Never mind. This is how Joe got in trouble.
She gonna come for us, right?
Nah, but Azealia Banks takes some pictures sometimes on IG that makes you rethink it.
rethinking.
She had this one music video one time. I was watching that shit. I was like, okay, all right,
okay,
all right. I see. All right, you're going to a major award show.
Uh-huh.
Who are your top five choices for your red carpet date? Now, ooh, listen, like these don't have to be like who you're going to marry, who you're going to like, you're in love with this one, whatever it is. This is just you're going to a major award show, your top five choices of you going through. You can call any woman you want in the world. She's going to go with you. Who are your top five choices as your red carpet date?
Mm. Go ahead. I knew he was about to go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
No cheating. Trey. Man. Nigga, why do niggas cheat,
dog? It ain't cheating. It's not cheating, bro.
It's
cheating.
You know?
You're supposed to come off top of the dome with it.
No, that's just what you do.
That's what you do. I'm the only one that play it right.
All right. So off top, Yara Shahidi.
All right.
Who?
Yep. Yara Shahidi.
Who is Yara Shahidi?
You never watch Black-ish?
Oh, okay.
Or Grownish?
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. All
right. You're not in the Grownish fan club.
All right, so Yara, for sure. After that, I'll probably have to do like. I don't know. Probably Meg.
Uh huh.
I was going to go there.
I'll probably have to. Holler at Meg, or like, I'll have to holler at, it's too much.
I know.
Anyone?
It's hard, yo. It's hard to narrow it down, yo.
And I only got two right now?
Yeah.
I got Yara and Meg.
Uh-huh.
I put Meg in there.
Yep.
All right. Boom. Yara, Meg. Shit.
Nigga said boom, like he was about to get somewhere.
Yeah, like he was about to get somewhere. I was trying to get myself there. Damn, I'm taking a long time.
It's all good. This is like Hot Ones, the show, except for only with weed. As the show goes along, the questions get harder because we're higher than we were when we started the show.
I think,
All right, so by now, you should all have your can of butter and all that kind of stuff already prepared. So, as usual, I'm going to give you a recipe, and this one is going to be for cannabis-infused hot wings. This is perfect for any party that you would normally eat wings. What you need is a baking sheet, about 25 chicken wings, a half a cup of can of butter or more, depending on how hard you want to go. You want to get 6 ounces of some type of... red-based, tomato-based sauce. This is to mix with the hot sauce and the chili powder. You can omit this by just using some Frank's Red Hot. in reality. But it does create a thicker sauce, especially if you want to cook the wings off in the oven and then resauce them again afterwards. You also might want to use 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. You preheat the oven to 400 degrees, bake the wings for 25 minutes or until cooked through, or as most of you guys are going to want to do it, you can also fry the wings the same way. Essentially, the infusion is going to be coming from the can of butter mixing with the hot sauce, just how any other buffalo wing mixture would be made. If you really want to get it to sink in, you kind of want to cook your wings, toss them in some of the sauce, and then return them back to the baking sheet and reduce the oven down to maybe like 250 degrees and bake it for another 20 minutes. Then let it cool for 5 minutes and then toss it in the sauce again. So you want a fresh dose of the sauce right on top of it before you serve it to eat. And then you just eat it just like you would eat any other buffalo wing.
I don't want to say her.
Why?
Too sensitive.
Yeah.
Too sensitive?
Yeah.
What you mean? I gotta know now.
He know what I'm talking about already.
I don't, but I'm just reading the contest clues and they saying like, nah, yo, like, no.
Because I think I know what you're about to say. And I'm going to say.
Because see, it's different. I can just let off my names like a clip. Because most of these women on my list are people who I'm probably not going to be in the vicinity of anytime soon, unless of a stroke of luck. However, this nigga might go to work tomorrow and be right next to anybody in the industry. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little trickier for him. It's a little trickier.
I think... I think her would make a nice date.
Her is nice.
Yep.
And Ari Lennox.
Yep.
I would actually really love.
Yeah.
To like, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
After I could think about it, Ari would be at the top.
Right.
Okay. You must be working with her soon.
No, I'm trying to.
That's five, ain't it?
Yeah, that gotta be five. Actually, you can make all five Ari Lennox.
All right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Jesus.
My five is Zoe Kravitz, Rihanna, just because that's the greatest look on the red carpet ever.
About Riri.
Cash Doll. Because low-key, Cash Doll looks like she has the most fun at every type of show or event she goes to. Mm-hmm. And everybody looks like they always have fun when they're in the Snapchat videos. It seems like everybody's always in Cash Doll's section posting from there looking like they turned up. So I think that'd be a super fun date. Mm. Kylie Jenner, because she's like the key. You know what I'm saying? She's like the key to the other half of the world that some people may never access. You know what I'm saying? And then... I like Dream Doll. There's something about her that's just like, I feel as though that she would be.
The dolls.
No, I don't just like the dolls. I knew that when I looked at my list that I felt as though I was going to have to remove one of them because it was going to be weird to have two dolls, but then I thought it was unfair to both of them. So then I just kept them both on there. But no, there's no real doll reason or anything like that. I just happen to like her. I don't know what it is about her, but I like her. I don't know.
That's five.
Yeah, that's five.
All right. So, I guess it's my turn.
Uh-huh.
All right. First one I'm going to go. I'm going to go with motherfucking B. Simone. Yes, Lord. I need it in my life. She need a boyfriend. Jesus. Second, I'm going to go motherfucking Rihanna, like you said.
Okay.
Third, I'm going to go motherfucking Bree Steves.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to go Bree Steves. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Okay.
All right. You continue.
All right. Fourth, I'm going to go motherfucking Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
And fifth, I'm going to take... And this is a wild card. And I'm going to take her just because I know the turn up gonna be crazy. And then I know the pussy gonna be crazy afterwards. But I'm gonna take Young Miami.
Young Miami.
Yes,
okay. Sir. All right. Period. See, here's the thing. It's funny because although she's not on my list of like take to a major award show, she's definitely on the other list.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? She 100% sure.
But I know the turn up to the award show gonna be crazy. You feel me?
Like, right.
Like she's not the sophisticated dressing formal. You feel me? Like Rihanna, I'm dressing formal. You feel me? I got the black and white tuxedo. You feel me? Her, I might throw on a blue suit or something. You feel me? Like
right, right.
Like do something different. Like Gucci this and Louis. You feel me? Yeah.
Oh yeah, what's that? What's that? Yeah.
Hey, we ain't doing a goddamn show.
That shit was rocking.
Brought to you by Instagram.
Nigga gonna look at that. Oh, my bad.
No, Instagram did not pay us to say that. All right, so we're gonna end this shit with this magic fucking weed genie and shit. Nigga came out the fucking package of weed, flew around like Will Smith did in the little live action remake of Aladdin and shit. And then he sat you down and he gave you a choice, right? Uh-huh. He might give you three wishes, but first he's gonna give you a choice. You gotta pick one of these two things. So, either A, mm-hmm. you could have any woman that you ever wanted, but you 100% sure are guaranteed that eventually she would be unfaithful.
Ah, shit.
However, when that happened, you could automatically go get any other woman that you ever wanted. But once again, you were doomed for her to be unfaithful forever. Wow. Or you could have your future wife picked out for you. But she was 100% guaranteed to be a writer forever. Mm-hmm. But you don't get to pick the looks or anything. Someone else chooses this person for you. Mm-hmm. But she's guaranteed to be 100% a writer. All right, we finna roll up and catch a vibe to this HOE, Happiness Over Everything, by Janae Aiko featuring Future and Miguel on Higher Learning.
I'm low.
You can either fuck with whoever you want to fuck with in this world.
But she guaranteed to be unfaithful. Or you could have your future wife chosen for you. But she would guarantee to be faithful, but you just had to take whatever someone chose for you as far as looks wise, personality, like everything else.
Listen, man.
It's a fucked up choice.
It's a fucked up option. Like fucked up two options. But at the same time, you have to, because we're talking about this decision is after right. eternity, right? You can't go back.
Right.
You have to choose your happiness.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This comes down to the wise man and the young man. You have to be smart and choose your happiness, choose your own sanity. Unless you can find your peace. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you got to put it like that?
Unless you can find your peace with being with a woman, you know what I'm saying? That's your wife and she fucking around forever.
Right.
Unless you can find your balance in there, that's right. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Okay, big fella, you do your thing. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That might
so,
be a
so
problem
obviously
with somebody.
You're choosing the rider and the wife. That's what you're choosing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking the rider. I'm taking the rider that's chosen for me.
I mean, either way, you're going to be married, right?
Right.
So, you don't care.
Who, me?
Yeah.
If I could choose any bitch to fuck with...
she'll never be faithful to you, though. She'll never be a rider. Like, she'll never be dependable.
But the people I'm picking, I get a first choice and a second choice. My first choice and my second choice. If they cheat on me, it's just like, oh, okay.
Every drink will always cheat on you.
No, not every joint.
Yeah, that is the scenario.
Yeah.
You can pick. You can have any joint that you ever wanted, but they're always gonna cheat. Oh, or you can have one so chosen.
I can keep picking every joint I want.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Like after they cheat.
Yeah.
No. Like
it's no,
like
don't this. Try. Don't try to.
When you
don't try. No.
No. I can't switch minds.
Right. Nah, we don't get to switch
minds. So when he's locked in, he got locked in. She cheated on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want to be cheated on by you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Because
yeah,
first I'm going Beyonce.
Oh, you going to be able to be cheated on?
Then I'm going Rihanna.
You going to be able to be cheated on?
Yeah.
You going to accept that?
Yeah.
How did you get it?
You won?
Them bitches are gonna be disrespectful when they cheat.
That's cool.
They got money.
That's cool.
Listen, it's
if we married and we're getting married, no prenup. That's cool.
When the bull like just be walking all through the crib.
If I was married to Beyonce and Hov was sitting in the motherfucking living room one day, and she's like, "Yeah, Trey, this is Jay-Z." I'm like, "Nigga, I like your album. Let me get you. Let me get the shit."
No, but what about when it's like the driver or like
nigga? Yeah. Thank you for dropping her off safely.
When you dropping her off?
Yeah, he dropping her off.
He dropping her off, boy. Listen, I'm dropping dick off. Hey, listen, he dropping her off.
That is Beyonce.
Hey,
Beyonce could do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Especially I find that to be a bit beta, if you ask me.
Right.
Why y'all be miserable with the ugly ass nigga that's a money pick for y'all?
And who said it was ugly? Nobody said she had to be ugly.
A nigga gonna we close his
right, eyes. Right, like, right. You might luck up. You might luck up and get a
bad ass.
Yeah. And she's super damn loyal. She's automatically
with a
down.
Fucked up attitude.
No.
No, you can't. You don't know that. Just because she's mad don't mean nothing.
It's completely random. That's why good. Yeah. It's random. You can get a baddie that's down solid. You can get a
with a badass attitude.
They ain't no attitude, bro.
What you mean?
I don't get attitude.
The bad ones is usually the ones with the attitude.
Nah.
I don't think that's attitude, true.
The grass gets what? Yellow where it ain't watered at.
You mean the grass? The grass school, ain't.
You had to make a new subject.
First of all,
you had to make a new topic. So
first
I
of all, the saying school, is younger. The yeah. saying is the grass ain't green where you don't water at.
I know what the saying is, Trey. I said the grass is going to turn yellow where you lack to water it at.
The grass will turn brown.
Brown,
like,
yellow, it's going to be discolored. It's going to not function how it's supposed to function. It's not going to be at its full capacity if you do not do the proper things to maintain that motherfucking grass. Like I said, we need another topic. We need a whole other day, a whole other cast.
Or so you could go get the artificial turf. So you ain't got to water a goddamn thing.
Well, you know, and go ahead and have sand in
what the fuck is
day.
The artificial turf? I got lost with that metaphor.
Just the opposite of whatever the fuck he said.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it sounds fake to me.
Whatever. I'm going Beyonce, Rihanna. Then I'm going to go be Simone.
Then
baby, no.
You doing what? It's not going to take Beyonce. Somebody hit Beyonce over you. And she's going to be disrespectful. I'm trying to tell you. She's going to carry it like, what? Like,
that is Beyonce. I don't give a damn.
Okay.
Brian finally
woke up. Yo, you going hit, fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
She going to wake up one morning and do her.
Uh-huh.
And really do her.
Now,
drag. Boy going to be in the crib.
Now,
boy going to be in the crib. You're going to be like, who that in the shower?
Okay. Now, well, what's to say that y'all wives that somebody else done pick does the same shit?
No, that's not how this goes.
No. The scenario is that if we choose to go with the option where someone chooses the wife for us, we are 100% guaranteed that she is a rider.
Just because she a rider don't mean she don't cheat.
Okay, well, that was implied. that she was faithful and loyal, and that the other one that was your pick of the litter was 100% guaranteed to not be.
Give me Beyonce.
Well, folks.
I'm taking Beyonce over the field for 1,000.
Yeah, I didn't have anything else. I mean, unless you guys wanted to talk about Black Star Burger or how you felt when you realized that weed can be delivered to your house out here.
Speaking of that, Brian. Brian, where is the sour diesel?
You know Brian did not order. He went in there and went to sleep. That nigga just woke. He's been asleep since he went in there.
Wasn't somebody supposed to order something?
I don't know.
I got to see this. Jay told him, I'm going to show you how it's done. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right now. I need some more weed. What you getting? I don't know. Down the yellow brick road.
All right, let's get out of here. All right, so like I told you guys, it's time to learn how to make a cannabis-infused birthday cake. Now, this is going to be the recipe that's from scratch, but if you want to, you can use a box recipe, but you want to just make sure that it's something that's going to call for the use of butter. Now, for most of my cooks out there that are a little bit more advanced, this is a recipe that uses flour, milk, as well as butter. So depending on how much you want to infuse this type of a dessert, you can go about it in each one of those ways. I would suggest the butter, but butter and the milk and the flour would definitely turn into some cake that would be out of this world. So you need 3.5 cups of cake flour, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup of room temperature butter, 1.5 cups of sugar, 8 large egg whites, 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar, 1/3 cup of sugar, and some rainbow sprinkles. You're also going to be able to infuse the buttercream if you make this from scratch. So you use 10 cups of powdered sugar, 1 1/4 cups of room temperature butter, then 2 tablespoons of room temperature can of butter, and then 1 cup of milk. For the cake, you're going to preheat the oven to 375 degrees, line 2 cake tins with parchment, cooking spray, and sprinkled flour. In 1 mixing bowl, sift together the flour, the baking powder, and salt. In a glass measuring pitcher, add milk and vanilla extract. Then, in a stand mixer, beat together room temperature butter and sugar until light in color and fluffy. On low speed, slowly add the flour to the butter and sugar mixture in 3 parts, 1 at a time, alternating with half of the milk mixture until you have a smooth batter. In a separate mixing bowl or stand mixer, whisk together egg whites and cream of tartar until medium stiff peaks, and then add sugar until you have a stiff and glossy peaks. Stiff and fucking glossy. Gently fold 1/4 of the egg whites into the cake batter until smooth. Then gently add the remaining whites. Fold together until you have a smooth and consistent batter. Stir in sprinkles and then divide the mixture into the prepared cake pans and bake until a toothpick or a fork or a cake tester or whatever comes out clean, which is about 25 to 30 minutes. Obviously, you want to let it cool. You're going to mix together the other shit for the buttercream frosting, spread that on this cake, and then you're going to eat, and then you're probably going to be super fucking high. Yeah, so go get the munchies. If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.